Owen Bann, looking forward to Tyrone. That's the next step on defending the Anglo-Celt Cup. What's it been like this last couple of weeks then within the squad after that victory over Fermanagh?
Yeah, you know, obviously Ulster Championship games are all about winning. To get the first win of the season in the Championship was a great feeling, and everybody remembers last year, you know, when the pain of defeat against Tyrone and Balvafay in our own backyard. So yeah, we've been looking forward to this game now the last 2 weeks, and come Saturday hopefully we'll deliver a performance that shows that.
It's 2 weeks since the first game. Do you like these games coming thick and fast and so quick after each other?
Yeah, it just allows you to refocus straight away, you know, and keeps the momentum of the games going. You don't really want a big break, you know, you want to be able to continue to play and play and play. If you're hitting a wee bit of form then, it's easier to keep it. But hopefully now, just the 2 weeks preparation will do us the world of good and deliver a performance.
Yeah. What do you stick out of that Fermanagh game? Because it was a very mature performance by Donegal, because you just had to be very, very patient in the course of that game and not get sucked in too much into the Fermanagh game plan.
Overall, I felt our game management improved massively, you know, from the year before. We probably had continued to go in even when we got the 1 or 2 points clear, and instead of sucking them out, you know, when that there leaves the game a wee bit more 50-50. But I would expect the game against Tyrone now to be a wee bit different as we end, so it's hard to know what you would take out of it. But Tyrone seemed to be pressing a lot further up and playing a more kicking style, which is in complete contrast to Fermanagh, you know. But listen, the different challenges, we've experienced them all nearly this year in Division 2. There's been some serious contrast in styles in Division 2, and I'd like to think we took the learnings from all them games, and hopefully we can, or Declan and the boys in the backroom team can get the tactics right for this weekend for us.
I know you said you like these games coming thick and fast, but when you're playing a game that's different to the one that was 14 days ago, is there enough time in there to tweak things right?
Yeah, there should be, you know. Every team was practicing their different styles and different things during the league. Donegal were no different. I'm sure Tyrone are the exact same as well. Their style changed from game to game, trying to figure out what worked best for them. So 2 weeks instead of 1 week between the league, you know, is plenty of time. It should be enough for us to adapt to whatever style Tyrone are playing, you know.
Yeah. So then what sort of performance, what level of performance is it going to take? Is this, because at the end of the day, this has been seen as the biggest Championship game in Ulster so far this year, probably the biggest game of the year involving Ulster teams. So what level of performance is it going to take for a future to overcome Tyrone?
Yeah, listen, it's going to require nearly a perfect performance from ourselves, you know. We know the level Tyrone's going to take. They're going to leave nothing to 50, they'll go for every 50-50, they'll go for everything, you know, and we have to match that there, and hopefully win more of our individual battles and more of the 50-50s, you know. And if we do that there, we should hopefully get the result, you know.
Yeah. And looking back on that game from last year, which you mentioned earlier, you're only about 10-15 minutes away from what would have been a place in the All-Ireland semi-final. Last year you weren't too far away from Tyrone. Do you feel that you've closed the gap this year?
Obviously we were close with 10 or 15 minutes, but the reality of the situation was Tyrone pulled well away from us by the end of the game and ended up beating us well. And listen, we don't want a defeat like that there again, and it has to be all guns blazing for the whole 70 minutes from Donegal this Saturday.